Interestingly, consumers purchasing motor vehicles have more rights than a lot of other consumers do. Most of your listeners would have heard about the Australian Consumer Law, and I can bore you with technicalities there, but there are rights available when it comes to guarantees that are provided by the seller of motor vehicles, both new and used. There's also the Motor Dealers and Repairers Act, which is a state piece of legislation here in New South Wales. It too has certain rights provided to consumers by way of dealer guarantees. Now, the overlay of both of those is somewhat complicated, but there are many rights. And on top of that, there is just the normal rights that would flow from what's written in the contract. So whenever your listeners are purchasing a vehicle from whether it's one of our members or down there in the South Coast area or the Illawarra, or a non-member, there would be a contract entered into and there would be specified rights in those contracts. So they have quite a lot.
Now, if we buy, say, an air conditioner or, you know, or a fridge or something, and it has a minor fault, we can usually take it back and have it replaced. But, you know, if something in a brand new car, like the air conditioning doesn't work or repeatedly fails, or, you know, maybe you've got heated seats and they don't work or they constantly fail, they're not huge issues. But how often do you have to actually put up with these problems before you can say, look, we have a problem here, you need to fix it?
Each of those issues is, I have a problem that needs to be fixed, so it's not a question of putting up with it. You will find, certainly with new vehicles, and people will have seen all of the ads from the car manufacturers of, you know, 10-year warranties and 5-year warranties. The car manufacturers underpin those repairs. So it's just a question of contacting the dealer and arranging for it to be returned to the dealer, and then the dealer will do what's necessary to undertake the repairs, because the car manufacturer literally underpins those repairs. I think where your listeners may be interested is if you've got multiple issues that arise, they may have heard, for example, the expression a major failure. And the Australian Consumer Law does draw a distinction between the examples you were giving, Stephen, which would be classified as minor failures, to what's a major failure. And that's, if it gets into that category of major failure, then you are looking at a different regime as far as the vehicle going back and replaced and all the rest of it. But importantly, as I said, car manufacturers, whether it's Mercedes or Honda, or although Holden's not made here in Australia anymore, they're imported, those car manufacturers will underpin for the dealer the repair work. What we have found, however, this is just our members' experience, unfortunately, Australia is at the end of the supply chain, world supply chain, so parts and other replaceables, there are time delays simply because of what's happening around the world, and the manufacturer of these parts quite often will take place in China or in Europe or in other places, not here in Australia. So there can be time delays, not because of the dealers, but because of those supply chain issues.
Now, let's say somebody, they have a minor fault. Let's say their rear view mirrors don't open or close as they should. They take it back, it gets fixed, but then the problem happens again. Is it just a matter of taking back? Is there a point where you can say to the dealer, look, these problems keep happening, just replace the car?
Good question.
Is that a big battle?
Yep, very, very good question. And, you know, your listeners, if they've, you know, gone onto Google, may be aware that in some other countries around the world, and the United States is a classic example, they have what's called the quote-unquote lemon car laws, where if something happens a certain number of times, it's an automatic replacement. We don't have those here in Australia. So those laws don't apply, and that regime does not apply. Having said that, certainly guidance is given by the regulators, and for our industry we have quite a number of regulators, but Department of Fair Trading is one of those, that where you've got an example of 4 times that there are ongoing issues, say the wipers, or then the rear vision mirror, or then, you know, the carburetor or some other part of the car, or in due course we'll talk about electric batteries, that's when you're into the major failure category and you're looking at car replacements.
Now, if people do have these problems and they're not getting a satisfactory result from the car dealer, I assume firstly they would have to put in writing, a complaint to the manager to give them time to address the problem. Is that the first step?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, we have not only our members that ring our association for advice on this, but Department of Fair Trading often refer people to us because of our expertise to seek advice. We do strongly encourage that the consumer liaise directly with the dealership, just taking car dealers, but it could be the car mechanic, it could be some other person within the industry, and liaise directly with them. We find that usually will resolve it. We sometimes, if it's one of our members, will assist in that process, both for the member and the consumer, because these laws are somewhat complicated. If, however, it gets to a certain point where it's not being, dealt with, the consumer is obviously entitled to go to the Department of Fair Trading, and the Department of Fair Trading will then again attempt to discuss and mediate that issue between the business and the consumer.